AP Update. I'm Rita Foley. The Army's top general says the Iraqis have failed to organize an effective campaign against Islamic militants.
My worry is, could I put 150,000 soldiers on the ground to defeat ISIS? Yes.
But then what? Asked General Ray Odierno.
A year later, it'd be right back where we are today. So I believe before we even consider anything like that, we need to solve
the political problem.
The U.S. is sending hundreds more troops to Iraq. Is this a new U.S. strategy?
I don't think it's a new strategy. I think what we're doing is we're continuing to execute the strategy we have. What we're doing is putting more people on the ground to train Iraqi security forces.
Bottom line, says the general?
I think there's concern because ISIS has continued to show resiliency in the fight.
General Odierno was on CBS this morning. The Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Martin Dempsey, is saying a new U.S. military hub setting up in Anbar Province could be a model for more train and advise operations in the future. I'm Rita Foley.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.